pretty, please?
Okay, I'll try.
She stands up slowly. This is the year Claire got tall, quickly. In the past year, she has grown 5 inches, and she has not yet become accustomed to her new body. Breasts and legs and hips all newly minted. I try not to think about it as I watch her walk up the path to the house. I glance at the book she was reading. It's a Dorothy Sayers, one I haven't read. I'm on page 33 by the time she gets back. She has brought a thermos, cups, a blanket, and some donuts. A summer's worth of sun has freckled Claire's nose, and I have to resist the urge to run my hands through her bleached hair, which falls over her arms as she spreads out the blanket. Bless you. I receive the thermos as though it contains a sacrament. We settle ourselves on the blanket. I kick off the flip-flops, pour out a cup of coffee, and take a sip. It's incredibly strong and bitter.
Yowza! This is rocket fuel, Claire!
Too strong? She looks a little depressed, and I hasten to compliment her.
Well, there's probably no such thing as too strong, but it's pretty strong. I like it, though. Did you make it?
Uh-huh. I never made coffee before, and Mark came in and was kind of bugging me, so maybe I did it wrong.
No, it's fine.
I blow on the coffee and gulp it down. I feel better immediately. I pour another cup. Claire takes the thermos from me. She pours herself 1/2 inch of coffee and takes a cautious sip.
Ugh, she says. This is disgusting. Is it supposed to taste like this?
Well, it's usually a little less ferocious. You like yours with lots of cream and sugar. Claire pours the rest of her coffee into the meadow and takes a donut. Then she says, "You're making me into a freak." I don't have a ready reply for this, since the idea has never occurred to me. No, I'm not.
You are so?
Am not? I pause. What do you mean, I'm making you into a freak?
I'm not making you into anything.